Lenton's forehead was a furrowed study in suspense. He had the completely unenviable job of being Byerly's campaign manager in a campaign that wasn't a campaign, for a person that refused to reveal his strategy and refused to accept his manager's. "You can't," it was his favorite phrase. It had become his only phrase. "I tell you, Steve, you can't." He threw himself in front of the prosecutor, who was spending his time leafing through the typed pages of his speech. "Put that down, Steve. Look, that mob has been organized by the fundies. You won't get a hearing. You'll be stoned, more likely. Why do you have to make a speech before an audience? What's wrong with a recording, a visual recording?"
"You want me to win the election, don't you?" asked Byerly, mildly.
"Win the election? You're not going to win, Steve. I'm trying to save your life."
"Oh, I'm not in danger."
"He's not in danger. He's not in danger." Lenton made a queer, rasping sound in his throat. "You mean you're getting out on that balcony in front of 50,000 crazy crackpots and try to talk sense to them? On a balcony, like a medieval dictator?"
Byerly consulted his watch. "In about 5 minutes, as soon as the television lines are free."
Lenton's answering remark was not quite transliterable. The crowd filled a roped-off area of the city. Trees and houses seemed to grow out of a mass human foundation, and by ultrawave, the rest of the world watched. It was a purely local election, but it had a world audience just the same. Byerly thought of that and smiled. But there was nothing to smile at in the crowd itself. There were banners and streamers ringing every possible change on his supposed robotcy. The hostile attitude rose thickly and tangibly into the atmosphere. From the start, the speech was not successful. It competed against the inchoate mob howl and the rhythmic cries of the fundy clacks that formed mob islands within the mob. Byerly spoke on, slowly, unemotionally. Inside, Lenton clutched his hair and groaned, and waited for the blood.